Congratulations on working toward your U.S. citizenship. My name is Andrea Giordano, and my voice is the one you will be hearing over the next several weeks as you listen to the audio guide and prepare for the U.S. Citizenship Civics Exam. This is a huge step that you are taking, and I am excited to be a small part of your citizenship journey. Over the past several years, I have been honored to help thousands of people prepare for their civics exam, and I am truly honored to be helping you. So, let's get down to business. This audio resource is designed to help you master all 100 questions for your U.S. naturalization civics test. Remember that during your naturalization interview, you will be asked up to 10 questions from the list of 100 questions in English. You must answer 6 of the 10 questions correctly in order to pass the civics test in English. You could be asked any of the 100 questions, so it's important that you know all 100 answers and their pronunciations so you are sure to get them correct. Let me tell you how to use this audio resource. You have received 11 audio files. The first one is an introduction that you're listening to now, and then each of the other 10 includes 10 questions and answers for a total of 100 questions. For all 100 questions, I will say the number of the question and then read the question, just like your immigration official will ask you in your interview. Then I give you a list of all possible answers that you could give. In most cases, you are only required to say one of the answers from the list, unless the question says otherwise. You do not have to know the whole list of responses. Isn't that a relief? You only need to know one, unless it says otherwise. There are only a few questions where you will have to know more than one answer, and in those cases, you will hear that in the question. While I read the answers, I will pause after each one so that you have an opportunity to repeat after me. Repeating after me will help you remember the answers as well as know how to pronounce the answers. There are 4 questions in the 100 questions where the answers depend on where you live. For those questions, you will hear me say, "Answers will vary." But have no fear, I have looked up those answers for you, and you don't have to do additional research. For those 4 questions, you just need to look at the documents that you received when you downloaded this resource. We did the research so that you have that information there for you. Just remember that it's important that you stay updated with the latest information for the test, since several of the answers change based on elections. We update our information frequently, but you should always double-check the uscis.gov website for the correct information about current elected officials. Okay, so if you have any questions in this process, please feel free to email me at andrea@eslbasics.com, and I will make sure that I can help you in any way possible. Also, the most important thing is that when you pass your citizenship test, I want to know about it. I really want to celebrate with you. Okay, are you ready to get started? Start listening and repeating after me, and in no time, you'll know these answers and the pronunciation down pat. All right, good luck.